We are continuing our Mahalich with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As time goes on, the Mitzad Echad is more confusion. Who's running the show over here? One who, unfortunately, does not have Bitochen Hashem. One day he thinks Netanyahu is running the show, and another day Biden is running the show, and a third day Hamas is running the show, and a fourth day, who knows who's running the show. And we all know that none of them are running anything. They're all part of Kosh Bohu's master plan, which we don't know what it is, but we do know that he's putting us through this so that we should take the opportunity to make a change, become closer to Hashem, live in his world, not in the world of the Muslims or the Christians or the politicians or whoever they may be. We have the schus to open the window and look at the way David HaMelech looked through everything in life. And yesterday we went through the pasuk. He's saying to Hashem, I know you are my God, you're watching over me, and I'm boteach with you, and because of that I will never be embarrassed. I'll not wake up one day and suddenly find out that I wasted so much time listening to the news and be preoccupied with all the fears and the sveikas that the world is going through and realizing that it was just a total waste of my time. I just put my bitochen in you. I know what's going on, but my time I'm spending on better things. And my focus, when I daven to you, Hashem, etc. And also, my enemies will not be happy with my downfall, because Adarabba, I'm going to be strengthened. Even if there's a temporary downfall here, but in the long term, we're going to be the strong ones. He continues, Gam kol koivecho lo yevoishu. Yevoishu haboigdim reikom. The ones who are always hoping for Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be in a state of embarrassment. But the ones who rebel against Hashem for no good reason, they are the ones who are going to be embarrassed. What he's telling us is basically every situation in life, we have this situation that we are all going through, and everybody in his personal life has his situations. There's two ways of relating to it when hard times come. It could either be the koivecho. We look at this time as an opportunity to show Hashem, I am focused, I know who to turn to, and I'm hoping that you are going to take me out of this. I don't need anybody else. You're in charge. If one has to do a shtadlis, he does his shtadlis. But even with his shtadlis, the focal point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kovecha, I'm turning to you. We mentioned many times, the Chofetz Chaim used to tell soldiers, the front lines, you have to do your job, you have to fight well. But don't put your bitochen in your ammunition, put your bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to bring you the success. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. We have these two options. Either we can be the koivecha, the ones who are turning to Hashem, keeping on this straight line, or be talking with Hashem, or it could be the boigdim, reikum, the people that rebel. Rebel means in this situation is that I just attribute everything to natural events. I look at this politician and this general and this head of state, and I'm always making cheshbonos, who's right and who's wrong, who's powerful, who's not powerful, and all these other things. That's a begida, because we're attributing the running of the world to the ones who are not running it, and the one who's really running it, we're just looking away from him. And that's reikum, for no good reason. It's a reikum that has not a reason to spend our lives and our times and our nerves on those things. And it's also the time that we could fill up. It's mispa yomecha amale. I could fill up every day of my life with the Avodas Hashem, with things that will last for eternity. And I wasted it with reikonus, with emptiness. That is the busha, the situation which will, chas v'shalom, could cause a person eternal embarrassment. So Baruch Hashem, we are going with our great leader, David HaMelech, the one who started out the entire Yishuv Mamlocha in Eretz Yisrael, and he's the one whose spirit, his descendant, will be coming back soon Mashiach ben David, in the same spirit, and he's going to show us, all of you that were with me, followed my ways. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave David HaMelech the Ruach HaKodesh to put together Tehillim that will accompany Klal Yisrael throughout our Golus. And we have such clarity based on the Tehillim. We'll take advantage of this clarity. And like we're saying many times, we'll look back at the past, look back at what David HaMelech went through and the greatness he achieved with his Nisyonis. We'll look through Klal Yisrael when we went through the past 2,000 years and we still are the center of the world. It's the most absurd thing, if you think of it. Just a few million Jews are the center of the entire world activity. You have a few billion Christians on one side and 1.5 billion Muslims on the other side and all the rest of the world. The focus of them all is just on the very few Jews that are around over here. Every move we make affects everybody, and it's true because that's who we are. Shenu Oiz Elokim, we say every morning in Hodu. It's a pasuk from Tehillim. Give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing the Ratzon Hashem, we're strengthening His Hashpah on the world, His Siyat Shemay on the world, the Yeshuas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here for. That's what we'll do. It's Hashem. We'll think about this. We'll be proud that we have it right. Lo Yevoishud. We won't be embarrassed, not in this world and not in the world to come. Full of pride. We got it right. Be mechazik ourselves. And Nirtz Hashem, before we know it, we should be zeicha to the Yeshua Hashem Kerefayin.